This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People.
People celebrate their homelands in different ways, whether it's going out and just hiking in the woods or spending time fishing on the rivers and lakes, ricing in the fall, collecting sap in the spring, all those things. I enjoy doing all those things too, but for me, the connection that I have the strongest to the land is going out and just spending time with the camera.
Photographer Travis Novitsky lives on the Grand Portage Reservation in northern Minnesota. Travis started taking photographs in high school and credits his father, Rick Novitsky, as one of his main influences.
My desire to do that goes back to when I was younger and my dad always taking pictures and having slideshow nights where he would dig out the slides and we'd just sit around and look at photos. And if he wasn't a good photographer, I doubt I would have had that desire.
One of his most familiar subjects is the spirit tree, an ancient cedar that is close to his home.
I live about a half mile away from the tree. Part of that connection, too, is the fact that my dad took a lot of photos of it years ago. I don't know, I kind of struggle a little bit with taking too many photos of it, too, because I know there are some people that don't like to see it sensationalized. It's to me, it's a beautiful thing, and that would be the main reason. It makes a great subject.
Another favorite subject is the night sky and the northern lights, a pursuit that often keeps him up at night.
Takes its toll on you, especially doing the star trails, because you'll be doing one shot that takes an hour or two. But if it's northern lights or a lightning storm, there's a lot going on. This fall, October 25th, the last time we had good northern lights, I went to like 10 different locations and shot all kinds of different compositions. So you're moving around a lot. You're not just sitting there in one spot and waiting. And what you're recording is constantly changing too, which makes it more exciting. Northern lights just, I can spend 7 or 8 hours shooting northern lights after working all day and then go home and just be so wired that I can't sleep. You're recording so much more light than what you can see with your own eyes. So like a lot of these nighttime shots, people go, oh, the northern lights don't really look like that. They're not that colorful. Well, it's true, but it's unavoidable because the camera is so much more sensitive than our eyes are. And then by recording a picture for a period of time, it collects a lot more light than what our eyes can see at one instant. So by nature, what you're looking at isn't what you can see with your naked eye. It's just the way it is.
Does he consider himself a native artist?
I've never thought of myself that way. And even going back to the question earlier, am I an artist just in general? Well, yeah, I am, but I don't really think of myself that way. I'm more a photographer, which by nature means you're an artist, but
Travis prefers nature photography and rarely photographs people. But his most satisfying photograph?
One of my personal favorite photos happens to be a people shot from Italy. That's of this person dressed in this outfit that looks like the sun, with the profiles of the buildings across the channel behind this person. It was just, I think it's an amazing shot.
Travis will often go to great lengths to capture a scene.
Like this last summer when I found this loon nest on a local lake, it's a matter of, okay, I know where this nest is now. I have to commit myself to going up there and spending time there to get the shots I want. So I spent close to 2 weeks watching this nest off and on, waiting for the eggs to hatch. And once the chicks were born and out on the lake, I spent even more time just sitting in the kayak or canoe on the lake and watching the birds. And I mean, I must have spent over 80 hours in the course of 3 weeks. In general, I think photography is really a powerful tool in helping conservation efforts. I don't think my work has been used very much in that respect yet. I would like to see it used more in that way.
And what place in the world would he like to photograph next?
It's a long list.
He also has the unique talent for capturing the dynamics of his subjects, something he attributes to his favorite times of day to work, the half hour before sunrise and the half hour after sunset.
It has a lot to do with when I choose to shoot, and that is when the light is really low. And I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and seen other photographers there taking pictures like crazy. As soon as the sun goes down below the horizon, they pack up and they're gone. It's like, that's when the best light happens, is in that time after the sun goes down. But that's when the real magic happens.
And what would his life be like without photography?
Boy, I don't know. I almost hate to think of what it would be like. I think it would be a lot less interesting. But then maybe it wouldn't be, because how would I know, right? If I didn't have this experience of going out with the camera and having all this fun and capturing all these magic moments. Makes it a lot of times easy to get up early in the morning, because I'm not generally a morning person. But when you've got a camera and you think, oh, there's going to be a nice sunrise tomorrow, boom, I'm up and I go out somewhere, and it's not a problem. It helps me enjoy the day a lot more fully than I would otherwise, I think.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.